Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and listen to our dope podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. Brad Williams and Adam Ray are here for you any time of the day. So come on and treat yourself right. It's about last night.
Hey guys, Adam Ray for the About Last Night podcast here in Brisbane. Brisbane? It's spelled Brisbane, but it's Brisbane. Brisbane, Australia. And wow. It's a long ways away from the States, a good 16-hour flight, but worth it. Or as we said in Perth, Perth it. This place is bonkers times five. I mean, the weather's dope, the people are dope, the culture's dope, the comedy crowds are dope, the beaches are dope, complete with American assholes who don't know how to lather themselves up with screen. Actually, that's just me. We all have gotten pretty burnt, Adam Devine, Kyle Walsh, and myself, on the Adam Devine Weird Life Tour, which is where I'm broadcasting from, in Brisbane. Yeah, we went to the beach, the city beach in Perth, and I posted a picture of it on my Instagram. Adam asked me to lather him up. And, you know, that's a dude lathering a dude, and I'm not weird about it. Didn't think he would be. I don't think he was, but I think we, look, I did not lather him up properly. I waited for the dude signal to say, hey, stop touching me, you know, which is not going to be just, hey, stop touching me, man. It's just going to be some sort of signal that you just hope that you pick up on. And 2.5 seconds into rubbing the lotion on his shoulders and mid-back, he goes, thank you. And I go, that's the signal. That was his, the subtext was, you're done rubbing me. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think it was. I think he was just saying thank you a little bit, you know, mid-rub. 2 seconds into the rub, he was decided to say thank you. So I misread the situation. And he's left with a pretty gnarly burn across the middle of his back, which, you know, is hilarious, but also, fuck, it sucks. But my legs got pretty badly burnt too, so we're all walking around like crispy tacos. But worth it. Perth it, because the beach was shit. We body surfed. Did I pull a muscle in my ribcage? I don't know. You know, when you body surf, you try to hop over the waves. Sometimes you try to go under. But when you try to hop over them, sometimes there's back-to-back waves. And one came, I dodged it, and then another one right after. And it just tossed me under so hard. And I was just scraping and scrambling and twisting and turning. And I just reached a way that was not conducive to any sort of reach or stretch a person should do, especially underwater. Unless you're fucking Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise gets in fights underwater in Mission Impossible movies. I'm a 35-year-old Jewish guy. From a suburb in North Seattle. I'm not looking to twist and turn and do fighting moves underwater, but that's what I felt like I was doing, hence pulled muscle and rib cage. But again, Perth it, because the fucking beach was dope, and it was just great to be on in the ocean like that, you know, so far away from Los Angeles, which we are, because as I'm recording this, it is, what time? Let's see. It's like I think we're 19 hours ahead, so right now in Los Angeles, it's 10:40 at night on Monday night as I'm recording this, which means in LA, ready for it? It's 4:41 a.m. on Monday. Crazy. yeah, this has been a blast. I've been wanting to come to Australia since I was in high school, I think. Maybe middle school, but it's always just been a place that has seemed so incredible. I was going to say awesome. And the Australian word for awesome is legend. They go, legend. People tonight were like, we'll get a picture with you. We'll get a photo. I go, of course. They go, legend. And I'm like, me? They're like, no, I mean, the moment, it's legend. I'm like, oh, so you're taking, I'm a legend? No, that's a Will Smith movie. The awesome is how, that's what it means. I'm like, oh, yeah, for sure. So much of their verbiage is way cooler. On the plane, they're, you know, instead of saying exit the plane, they're like, Now, the flight is getting ready to land. Please disembark the aircraft. I'm like, dude, so cool. Instead of back and forth, they say forth and back. A lot of little things like that. Way cool. But, yeah, 4:41 in Los Angeles. Big time difference. You definitely feel it, too. You know, like, today was the first day I was really tired. But not too tired to go to the Lone Pine Koala Sanctuary. Holy shit. An ALN fan reached out to me, which is so fucking cool, and offered us to go to the koala sanctuary, and we got free tickets to feed kangaroos, hold koalas, meet lizards. I mean, we literally laid in the grass with these kangaroos. Like, again, go to my Instagram. I posted a bunch of pics. I'm probably going to post more. But it looked like the open field from Jurassic Park when they first see the dinosaurs walking around, you know, that epic giant shot in that field. It looked like that. And we're just out in the middle just laying next to these things. And they're just eating out of our hands. And then they would get up. And when they get up, it's kind of epic. Like, you seem like they look like they're about to get upright and just flex and come at you and kick the shit out of you. Which... you definitely, it goes through your mind. Like, that is a humbling moment where you're like, all right, I've never fought a kangaroo. I've seen videos. What would I do? What would I do if this thing charged at me? What would I do if I'm feeding it and it decides to get sloppy with its bites, which some of them were doing, and you could feel the teeth hitting your hand? And I'm like, what if one of them just fucking chomps down? Like, what's my move? Obviously, pull my hand away as quick as I can. It's probably going to take a solid bite out of my paw. And then do I come around with the other arm and just try to fucking elbow it in the face? Or is it, no, it's an animal. You don't harm the animal. You don't want to, but you know, those crazy ass thoughts went through my brain because I'm like, what do I do, dude? This is a possibility. And they're like, they're not going to hurt you. I'm like, you don't know that. I'm a legend. yeah, Kat is the name of the gal who got us in. I'm looking for her last name. Akane is who took us around, which was dope. Let's see, Kat... Kat, what is your last name? Anyway, she's on Instagram. Aussie Abroad 15. That's her Instagram handle. She killed it for us, got us tickets. And it was an unbelievable day, you know? Getting to hold a koala, those things, are, I mean, learn so many facts too. That's the thing, in a place like that, you just get so curious about animals that you never see, you know? Like, these koalas literally stay in the trees and sleep all day. And the only reason, and the eucalyptus leaves and get fucked up, and the only time they get out of the tree is to go fuck somebody or get more leaves. So they're just like, think of like the big, like some of you know that just nonstop stays in bed and watches Netflix, and that's all they do. They Netflix and chill, and then they get up every now and then to get some food and to fuck, and then they're back to bed. That's what a koala does. Sounds like a sweet life. One of them just had his head lodged in between two trees as he was sleeping. I was like, that's pretty epic. But their claws were gentle. Their touch was soft. We locked eyes with one of them. They're old too. You know, we held like a 10-year-old koala, and their max life in captivity is like 14. But then she told us about one koala that lived to like 23. I was like, Jesus. Oh, by the way, kangaroos, their balls, giant. And they dangle like a, like one of those pendulum things, the things that sway back and forth. Yeah, giant balls. Look like they're attached by like bubble gum. Like if you were to like take bubble gum and pull it out of your mouth and stretch it really far and then just attach two kangaroo testicles, that's what their balls look like. And Adam and I were walking through the little field and he just looks over and he just taps me and just like makes a face of like, oh boy. And then he just looks over. It's so funny. Is with certain friends, you just like, you know, you're just in sync, and he looked over, and like the ball is just like they found my eyes very quickly, and I was just like, "Oh, that's what you're talking about." And then we laughed, and then he jokingly goes, "How do you know that if they're male or female?" And then our guide Akane laughed because she's like, "Everybody asked that," and I say, "Well, the giant fucking hanging testicles is not a female trait." Yeah, if you get a chance, go to a sanctuary. Very cool. Lone Pine Sanctuary here in Brisbane. Dope. They hooked it up. And yeah, maybe you want to have a koala as a pet. You know, they're as furry and fluffy and friendly as you would imagine. but you know, they have chlamydia, not a strand you can get. I think you have to fuck them is what she said to get the chlamydia, but it's like a different strand too. So you don't, she was telling us that One Direction actually started a rumor. One of them got peed on, and somebody goes, you know, they have chlamydia. And then this One Direction star went on Twitter and said, I got chlamydia from a koala because they all have it. And so spread this nasty rumor. And it blew up and went viral. So now, like, people think koalas are just these vicious STD-carrying, you know, fur bastards. But they're not. They're lovable, friendly creatures who may or may not have chlamydia. Just don't fuck them. Greg Giraldo had an amazing joke at one point about that.
I saw these two older women were looking at a gay couple from a distance, and the one woman looks at her friend. She says, with my son, as long as he's nice and he's happy, he could have sex with a kangaroo, and I wouldn't bat an eye. That's very progressive of her, isn't it? To equate homosexuality with kangaroo fucking. Whatever kind of crime against nature he's involved in, I'm fine with it. What do you mean you wouldn't bat? If you walk in and someone's fucking a kangaroo, you're gonna notice that. Holy shit. Even if they're not fucking it, even if they're just standing there with it, that's gonna be noticeable. Oh, wow, how'd you get it here even, you know? You're gonna have some questions. Why would you fuck a kangaroo when there's so many more manageable marsupials? Like the koala bear, that's the most fuckable animal right there. The koala bear. You know, I said that once on stage and a guy in the audience goes, yeah, but they got those claws. Like he's thinking of reasons not to fuck it. Like the fact that it's a koala bear didn't in and of itself end the conversation in his head. All right, I like what you're saying. What about the claws? You just got to work around the claw issue. You know, if we can tackle that, then you're all good. You know what? Some koala fucking mittens. That's all you need. You know, you head down to the pet shop. Hey, my good man. What sort of koala fucking equipment do you guys sell here? Say a fellow is looking to do some koala fucking. Where's the koala fucking accoutrement department? I would say the fucking the koala is a good choice though, because of the eucalyptus, right? They're all covered in eucalyptus. They eat eucalyptus all day long, so their cock has to be all eucalyptusy. Or if I were a guy doing this bit, I would say that if I wasn't a closeted gay guy, clearly. How the hell did cock pop in my... I've never said cock in that joke before. And it just popped. You know, when you're fucking the koala and its cock is in your ass. DVD extras.
Oh, man. The best. Rest in peace, Greg Giraldo. One of my favorite comics. But yeah, these animals are just more impressive up close. I think like anything, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, I see it on TV. It's like hockey. You know, I don't like watching hockey on TV. Live, incredible, you know, because the fights. The fights are incredible live because you're like, oh, dude, it's right there. I'm like, I feel like, you know, you almost picture like, what if it gets too crazy and I have to go down there and help? Like the Kardashians, even. I can't watch that shit on TV, but if I was like, you know, at a Starbucks and, you know, Caitlyn and Kim K were there in a dispute and, you know, it was getting loud and, you know, Caitlyn's like, you know, what do you mean? I don't know what it's like to be a man. You know, I don't know, man. I used to have a dick, you know, and Kim K's like, stop it. You know, I'd be like, this fight rules. And I'm going to probably order another drink just to see how it unfolds because it's alive right in front of me. Anyway. Australia rules, on to Melbourne tomorrow. And, dude, as if, by the way, first day we got here, we flew into Melbourne from LA. We left at 10 p.m. on Tuesday, got in at 8:30 a.m. on Thursday. Crazy. We're in the future. I'm talking to you guys in the future right now. And we landed and we went right to the Australian Open and got to see Caroline Wozniacki and play somebody else. She played, and in the Australian Open, two rounds before she made it to the finals. That was dope. You got to be really quiet. It really is. You definitely want to cheer more, but it's so incredible to watch them play, you know. So that was a treat. And then kicked it around there for a little bit and went out. We've been going out, of course, every night and drinking with the locals, and it's the best. We were here for Australia Day in Melbourne on Saturday, which was their 4th of July, basically. We saw a dope fireworks show on the water, and they played an Australian song that almost had like subliminal messages throughout it. It was like, dun, 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 dun. We're all in this together, Australia. But then like in between, there'd be a guy's voice being like, yeah, Australia's so great. Live it up. Follow your dreams. Do whatever makes you happy. We're all in this together. And then all of a sudden there was like a beer ad. It was like, get a nice couple of delicious Coopers. Coopers beer makes any outing more enjoyable with your mates. We're all in this together. Don't drink and drive unless you're drinking a Coopers. We're all in this together. Australia. Don't fuck a koala, you'll get chlamydia. Unless you're 69, that's still legal. We're all in this together. It was an amazing show. Fireworks. It was apparently the biggest fireworks show in the world. That's what I heard from a drunk Australian. So, but he seemed legit, you know. You audition strangers for their facts. You know, you definitely like meet a handful before you're like, all right, can I talk to this guy for longer than a minute and a half? And this dude was very upfront about, oh, no. It's the largest fireworks show in the world, mate. I'm like, for real? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Something about a dude going, oh, yeah, is like, you just take as like second confirmation. Like they're doubling down. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the largest fireworks show in the world. Oh, yeah. But it was crazy. And a lot of cool songs. A lot of AC/DC, some Kylie Minogue. You know, Australian favorites. They didn't play any Men at Work, though, which would have been great. You would have thought, you know, I come from a land. Oh, no, they did play that. That's right, because I fucking didn't know the words. I was trying to sing. That's it, you speak my language. It's an interphone, and it's me, a fucking my sandwich. And he said, I know that much. Do you come from a land down under? Or where women go and men, is it plunder or blunder? Where women go and men plunder. I think it's blunder. Blender? Where men blender? Where women go and men blender. They blend us smoothies and protein shakes. We're a men blender. I think that's it. I'm going to go with that. But yeah, they lived it up. It was great. Parting with the locals is one of my favorite things to do in a different country. But Australia Day was cool. And we're going back to Melbourne tomorrow because we have a show there on Wednesday and Thursday. And on tomorrow night, Foo Fighters are in town at this 60,000-seat stadium with Weezer. And we're going to the fucking show because Adam knows Weezer because he opened for them on a Weezer cruise. So, life rules. We're going to go to that show. Hopefully, I won't have a Beefaroni Sheets repeat. If you know anything about my stand-up and this podcast, the first Adam Devine tour. I got drunk at 9 p.m., stole 3 cans of Beefaroni from the hotel. Spilled it all over my bed. Maids thought it was blood. Got to pay for the beefaroni. This was all, by the way, starting at a Kings of Leon concert that we went to. And I got drunk by 9 p.m. because I drank a bottle of Patron by myself. YouTube Adam Ray, Kings of Leon story. And you'll see an animated version of that story, which is pretty epic. So hopefully I don't have beefaroni sheets round 2 tomorrow. But who knows? You know? I'm in Australia, baby. I'm trying to live my best self. Don't like to plan too far ahead. I don't like to say no to an adventure, you know? And if they got some booze and snacks in the Weezer Foo Fighter green room, yeah, man, I'm probably going to drink and eat some of them. Man, I'm getting super tired. I got to wake up in 5 hours to do some voiceover jobs, which is crazy because, again, the time changed. So I got to be up early. But, man, just want to check in with you guys. Hope you're all doing well. Thanks for listening. A lot of ALN fans, by the way, in Australia. Had so many at the show in Perth, which was crazy. And then even met a few tonight at the show in Brisbane. So can't wait to see more of you at the shows in Melbourne, at the Sydney Opera House, of course, on February 3rd. And then we go to Japan to do army bases for a week. 3 weeks out of the States. Pretty crazy. Only been a week, but it's kind of flown by. So just another lesson of like soak it up, which we've been doing. You know, Australian Open, Australia Day. Koala Holdings, trying to pack it all in. All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys, and have a great week. And another ep will come at you probably next week, probably after the Sydney Opera House and a couple days into Japan. Go Eagles in the Super Bowl. Fuck the Patriots. I know some of you are like, but I love Tom Brady. Well, he's a cheater and a bastard. And I talk shit because it's fun. So many people get so fired up on Twitter when I post about hating Tom Brady. I'm like, he's the worst. What did I say? I think I tweeted something like, Donald Trump must be... Oh, when Brady's hand got injured, I was like, Donald Trump must be so fired up that his boy Brady's taken away from all of his wrongdoings and chaotic actions. And people were like, you're just fucking jealous, man. You wish you had Brady. You're in love with him. That's why you're saying all that. You're deflecting. Okay, man. Or... Brady's a weirdo. He creeps me out. He looks like the most unfun guy of all time. And look, yeah, he wins a lot. Is he a great quarterback? Nobody's denying that. But he's boring. And when I say he sucks, it's because I'm trying to talk shit and stir the pot. That's part of being a sports fan is. You talk shit to other sports fans. You just keep it light. You don't get violent. People make that mistake, you know? Keep it light. Oh, by the way, watched a movie, Stupid and Futile Gesture, about the National Lampoon. Story, definitely check that out. Our boy Rick Glassman's on it. Joel McHale, David Wayne directed it, who of course Wet Hot American Summer and fucking was part of the Kids in the Hall. So check that out on Netflix, and also make sure you subscribe to the podcast, because some of the guests we have coming up in the next few months, let me just name a few: Jeff Garland, Joel McHale, Sinbad, Kristen Bell, Tiffany Amber Thiessen. Yeah, all coming on the ALN podcast. So make sure you're subscribed. Go to aboutlastnightpodcast.com for your merch. We got shirts, beanies, sweats. Sweatshirts are coming. And tell a friend, you know, subscribe and then tell a friend. Say, dude, get into the podcast. If you're at work or you got a family member, people love podcasts. There's a lot out there. We love that you guys choose us. And spread the word, you know, tell one person about it. And then they'll tell one person, and then they'll tell one person, and then they'll tell five people. And then there you go. Boom, you've spread the love and helping us get more listeners. Speaking of listeners, you guys are the best fans in the world. I want to read some emails right now that I've gotten from some of you. This one comes from Renee Cannon, ALN fan for life. Oh my gosh, Adam, I've never laughed out loud so loud alone by myself than while listening to your rendition of Crossroads. Oh, that's right. I recorded a YouTube video of me singing Bone Thugs and Harmony Crossroads a few years ago, basically butchering all the words. I used to do a bit about that where people would be like, I was like, I love this song. They're like, oh, really? Then sing it. And then I would basically do a butchered up version of the whole thing, but then sing the chorus. It's on YouTube. Have listened to your pod since the inception. I must say it's only gotten better. I met Brad a few times at comedy shows. Can't wait to meet you next time. You're in Northern Virginia, Baltimore, or DC. ALN fan for life, Renee Cannon. Renee, you are the shit. Thank you. Here's another one. I want to shoot a quick email to say that I've been a huge fan of Brad's and have been listening to the podcast for a while. I regret I missed Adam's shows in Tempe. I saw Brad three times last time at the Tempe Improv and have tickets for his shows next time he's here. For my birthday this March, my sister used my photo with Brad and made me a fathead wall sticker, and I'm hoping to get some swag for Christmas. Yes, I said Christmas. No offense, Adam. That's fucking hilarious. Sincerely, who is this? Who was that? Kathy. Sincerely, Kathy. No last name, just Kathy. Appreciate that, Kathy. You're the shit. Here's another one from Stacy. Hey, Brad and Adam. I found you guys when Brad was on Piff Pod. I've seen many of your shows online, both of you, and I'm super happy I found your podcast. I have a core group of podcasts: Ice Cream Social, Penn Sunday School, Piff Pod, Mark Maron, Fat Man on Batman, and now you guys. I've tried several others out, about a dozen or so, but I find my taste dark, sick, and funny. I know I'm lucky to be able to listen to my podcast all day, but I go through them so fast I need more. I now have a while archive to go through, so I'm diving into yours daily. I love the opening and closing music. The interviews are out of this world, and the jokes of the jokes. Please don't stop. I need something to keep me going through these long Alaskan winters. We have 7 hours of daylight today. Looking forward to seeing what Swaggy will be selling. Sending love from above, Stacy, a.k.a. 49th, Frozen 49th Scoop. Thank you, Stacy. Appreciate the love. This one's from Connor McGrady. I'm only about a month and a half into the podcast, but I've always been a big fan of both you guys, just watching clips on YouTube from the Laugh Factory. Love how laid back the show is, and I could not stop laughing my ass off when Adam was talking about Willy Wonka being a pedophile. That's hilarious. I'm also from Tempe, so I'm hoping to catch one of Adam's shows next time he's there, but if I'm not, I'll definitely give you guys a shout and see you around. Keep up the good work. And I'll be sure to let people know to give you guys a listen. Dude, Connor McGrady. Thanks, dog. I love that. Here's one from Bradford Blair. Dude, this motherfucker came to my show in Tempe. And I'm going to give Bradford another shout out. He goes, Matt, my bad. First of all, I sent two emails. And the subject, shout out. Haha, my bad. Bradford's dope, dude. This guy came up to me after my shows in Tempe and is a huge pod fan. And he says, anyway, thanks for that shout out. I made my faking day, and no joke, we talked about the show all weekend, and we can't wait for the special. Oh, that's right, I gave him a shout out on the podcast already. If you did in Arizona or LA, we'll be there, wherever you're pushing. I'm poor as fuck. For real though, so cool of you to do. Brad, when you get to Tempe, we'll be there. This is my email, this is my address. Keep crushing it. Always look forward to seeing you guys on TV, movies, late shows, too many things, and I'm a little stoned, so I will stop. Thanks again, Bradford. You're the best, dude. Let's read one more. This one's from Danielle. I've been following your podcast since Brad came to Moon Tower Comedy Fest in Austin. I always research all comedians that come to the festival so I can map out every second of laughter for 4 days. I remember bringing him a gift of toilet, guest book, and poop pencil. I'd never been to a Blue Moon show before, so naturally I brought my 18-year-old son with me. As Brad proceeded to hump the hot woman in the front row while explaining to the audience what women like in bed, I knew I'd be a fan forever. The awkward but special moments I had bringing my kids to stand-up comedy will last a lifetime. So after my 4 days of nonstop comedy was over, I needed something to get me through until next year. About last night, podcast to the rescue. My favorite episodes would have to be the Dana Carvey one, who's one of my comedy heroes. I watch all the episodes of Mad TV and Undateable, so hearing all the cast members on your podcast was incredible. Obviously, getting to see the podcast live at Moon Tower last year was amazing. I hope you guys make it back again. Not only are you guys funny, but great information too. Like my latest favorite episode with Nikki Glaser. I had no idea there was a gadget that could suck your clitoris, and I've been masturbating since I was 8. Anyway, listening to the weird, exciting stories of all my favorite comedians, or just you and Brad talking about your week, has been my routine for a few years now, and it never gets old. Thanks for being you. Love and other mushy stuff, Danielle. I have a lot of your merch already, but if you save me a beanie cap before they're all gone, that would be amazing. Are you putting them up on the site soon? Man. Well, Danielle, yes, they are on the site, but you know what? Shoot us an email and we'll send you a beanie, okay? Maybe we'll sign it for you, too. Keep these emails coming, you guys. These are amazing. I'm going to read them every week, a few every week, and it's extra special when you guys send these emails, and I'm going to pick one of them to send some merch to. That's what we're going to do. Read a few emails every episode and then pick one to send some merch to. So, again, email us at aboutlastnightpod@gmail.com with, again, just what I've read, your favorite ALN moments, how you got into the pod, what do you love about it, where you listen to it, anything about the pod, and we'll share them on here and send you some merch. All right. So I guess I'll talk to you guys from Japan. Domo arigato. Is that what you say? To say goodbye? No. Konnichiwa. No, konnichiwa is hello. I think domo arigato, Mr. Roboto is goodbye. Fuck. I'm in trouble. I'll see you guys next week. So, that's the show. Thanks for tuning in. We had laughs and stories. Now go listen to more episodes on iTunes or your phone. Subscribe and tell your family and everyone you know. But what should I tell them? Well, you can just tell them that Brad Williams and Adam Ray can help you get through the fucking day. Just follow us on Twitter at Funny Brad, and I'm at Adam Ray Comedy. This has been the About Last Night podcast. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's me, Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Boy, they're a lot of fun, huh? Why don't you subscribe on iTunes to this fucking podcast? Give them a 5-star rating so this midget and this Jew can feel good about themselves for a couple minutes. Also,
Get on your iPhone or Android and get the podcast app. You can also listen to it on Stitcher or aboutlastnightpodcast.com, where you can hear past episodes with great guests like Lisa Kudrow, Paul Feig, Kevin Nealon, Bob Saget, Dion Cole, Chris D'Elia, Adam Devine, Michael McDonald, Jaleel White, Bud Friedman, Steve-O, Harlan Williams, Tom Arnold, Ron Funches, Rick Glassman, Blake Anderson, Anders Holm, Jessamay Peluso, Joey McIntyre, and many, many more. I'm Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. Good night. That's it, right? You got it? Sweet. Boy, it smells good in that booth, by the way. What kind of candle is that? Hanukkah Willow? Nice.